Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hello, friends. This is Lynette. Thanks for joining us today for this devotional titled, She is My Daughter. April 2nd, 2005 will forever be imprinted on my heart, mind, and soul. After battling cancer for almost a year, my dad had qualified for a new experimental chemotherapy treatment that had an increasing success rate. We were so hopeful that this may be the cure. But 3 weeks into the treatment, something went incredibly wrong. In 1 week's time, he went from running around with his grandkids to each organ shutting down and landing him in the hospital on dialysis. As I entered his hospital room in the early morning hours of April 2nd, I feared what I would find. My dad's nurse saw me first and said, "Milt, someone is here to see you. Do you know who it is?" My dad barely turned his head, squinted his eyes, and said with the most endearing voice, "It's Lynette. She's my daughter." No words could have expressed a more relational, heartfelt, compassionate love. As his daughter, he called me by name, the name that he and my mom had given me. And he called me his daughter, a word that spoke volumes about my identity in relation to him as my dad. In Luke 8, when the woman with the issue of blood reached out to Jesus, he didn't scorn her or tell her to leave. He didn't ignore her. He looked deep into her eyes and declared her identity. Jesus called her daughter and proclaimed that her faith had healed her. Calling her daughter set aside and completely refuted every pretense, every bit of a judgment, all scorn, and all shame. Daughter was her identity. Later that same day, on April 2nd, my dad passed away into the presence of his everlasting Father, where he was ushered in as a child of God, a son of the King. His words spoken earlier that day were his last here on earth. Yet, "She is my daughter," will forever ring in my soul. It is part of my earthly identity. Yet how much more precious is it to be called a daughter of the Almighty King? To be called children of God is our identity. It defines whose image we bear. It speaks of our value as being more precious than silver, gold, and fine jewels. It tells of our future as heirs. It proclaims us recipients of immeasurable grace, forgiveness, and abundance. You may not have experienced the adoring love of an earthly father, a sorrow that brings about deep anguish and grief. Please know that the love of your everlasting Father unconditionally claims you as his heir, his precious child. And if you did have a loving dad, look for opportunities to remind others of their identity as sons and daughters of the eternal King. Thanks for joining us.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.